The IRS hearings could save us all. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The House of Representatives is back in IRS bashing mode, and no agency is quite as bashable as the IRS, especially when its employees are caught on video line dancing.
And I thought doing the Star Trek video was humiliating.
And I have no idea whether these hearings will lead to more efficient revenue collection, but I think there's one thing we all hope they will lead to, and that is an end to forced line dancing. Because this goes way beyond the IRS. There seems to be an epidemic of employer-sponsored line dancing going around. And if it's not line dancing, it's some other team-building retreat where they're taking you to some park, planting a helmet on your head, strapping you into a harness, and sending you careening down some zip line. Or they make you do the hula hoop pass.
Start with the hula hoop, and the goal is to pass this.
Where you have to hold hands, boy, girl, and pass a hula hoop. Then they bring out the drums, and you're drumming together, because nothing helps employees get to know each other like mutual embarrassment. And then, just like the IRS, they send you to the happiness lecture.
Organizers paid a happiness expert more than $11,000 to
leave. And they make you do all this until you're on your knees begging to get back to your windowless cubicle so you can finally relax in front of an 80-column spreadsheet. Every corporation seems to have a Steve Carell who is determined to make everybody love their job whether they want to or not. If the IRS hearings can bring an end to that, it will all have been worthwhile.
They don't pay me enough to do this.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.